You are listening to Somatics Toolkit, Moving with the Breath for Presence and Connection. I am Marcia Donadel. I am from Brazil, and I work with somatic guidelines for improvisation. Some of these guidelines are called the body energies. They are inspired by my experience with the Lessac body and voice work. The focus of this exploration is to move from a resting position to a sitting position while keeping the sensation of weightlessness. Make sure you have enough space to lie down and enough space for moving with your arms and legs. If the floor is cold, use a towel or a carpet to lie on. Avoid cushions or pillows since they change the way you will experience your weight on the floor. Use them only if you experience pain or deep discomfort lying on the floor. Keep your device close on the floor with you. This way you can pause it during the exploration if you like more time for a specific task and you don't need to stand up to get to it. Lie down on your back. Close your eyes. Focus on your breath. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Take a few more deep breaths. Once you start to feel your body in contact with the floor, make the necessary adjustments to find more comfort. Then, try to maintain the same position for a series of breaths. To avoid hyperventilation, attempt to breathe into your belly rather than your chest. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. For the next in-breath, imagine the air running downward, upward, and exhale through your mouth. Pause the recording until this image becomes natural. With the next in-breath, imagine smelling a flower. After you smell the flower with your imagination, allow the out-breath to become a soft sigh. Explore this a few times. Now, use your voice to accompany the sigh. Observe the difference between a voiceless and a vocal sigh. Explore this for a few more breaths. If needed, stop the recording to spend more time on this exploration. Next, observe different parts of your body. Which parts feel comfortable? Which parts feel tense? This is called scanning. Once you have scanned your body for places of comfort and discomfort, start to move different parts of your body upwards with every in-breath. You may keep your eyes gently closed at this point and open them later on the exploration. Start small. Inhale and move one hand up, just a few inches from the floor. Exhale and gently land it back on the floor. Now the other hand. Inhale. Exhale. One forearm. Inhale. Exhale. The other. Inhale. Exhale. The out-breath may become a sigh whenever you feel comfortable for it. Now, one arm. Inhale. Exhale. The other. Inhale. Exhale. Now, let's start to explore with the lower part of the body. Remember, lifting just 1 or 2 inches from the floor is ideal. One leg. Inhale. Exhale. The other. Inhale. Exhale. For the next in-breath, roll gently to the left side and exhale, maintaining this position. Inhale. Exhale. Try to find comfort lying on your side. Take a few more deep breaths. With the next in-breath, use your right hand to push the floor and get momentum to reach a sitting position. Inhale. Exhale. If this is comfortable for you, you may exhale lying gently on your other side to repeat the seating sequence and explore different sensations and rhythms. Feel your body moving up and down in sync with the breath. Try to avoid any tendency to accelerate. It is important to always allow a soft landing on the floor when you exhale and keep a comfortable, constant flow of movement. You may come and go from eyes open and closed. Pause the recording if you need more time. Once you decide you are reaching the end of this exploration, add stretching and yawning if your body requires. Listen to what you need. Finally, take a moment to observe what happened. Compare with how you felt before engaging in this exploration. It is normal to have a light sensation of dizziness, so it is recommended to move gently for the next few minutes. If you are going to start writing or studying for your research right now, you might experience an enhanced sense of focus and a clearer mind with a more relaxed body. See how you can keep connecting to the feeling of spaciousness and presence. You can come back to this exploration anytime you need more focus and a creative energy. You could use this before you start working, especially before brainstorming or engaging with creative writing, as the breath can literally connect you to inspiration. If you repeat this exploration, you can vary the length according to your needs. That is absolutely fine. Thank you for listening to the Somatics Toolkit. Remember your body.